listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
The Purple Project Podcast returns with another edition of the PPPD edition of the show. I might have thrown an extra P in there, but this is the Purple Project Podcast, your host Eddie Greer. This podcast, all about what's going on, the latest around Kansas State Athletics, coming at you on what has been a busy Monday, folks, here in October 10th, 2022. This is the postcast edition of this podcast here on soccer. Here, let's just get on into it here. This is the first game of the entire season that we see some action now. Either we've seen a lot of one-side games this year, whether it's 3-0, 1-0 games mainly, 1-1 ties, whatnot. This was the least that we predicted right here in a couple weeklies ago. We sure thought, well, my co-host Alex Ain thought that Baylor Bears was going to be a sure loss. I didn't really say anything about it, but we thought in this stretch where they had, what, I think it was TCU, Texas, and now Baylor, you know, that TCU was the most must-win. But instead, at the final seconds of this Baylor game, none other than our girl that we haven't even talked about all season long, maybe once at best, at most, but Riley Baker, the game winner, pretty much at the buzzer to knock off Baylor 2-1, and more importantly, hand K-State a huge win in Big 12 play, I believe. Yeah, this is their first Big 12 win of the year, of the season. Comes no better, at a better time, most important time of the conference season. Riley Baker, this was a penalty kick, folks. 18 seconds remaining there to silence the crowd at Betty Lou Mays Soccer Field down there at Baylor. Waco, Texas, baby. Huge, huge, huge win for this girls' soccer team. And I criticized them. I'd be first to admit it. I heavily criticized them. And look, rightfully so, man. These girls, these core girls, I think Riley Baker was included in there early this season. They wanted to get to the next level. Well, their offense has really limited them, held them back this year. No offense this year. But Lord and behold, the good Lord blessed the K-State soccer team with two goals. And they both, well, let me see before I said, nope, one of them were each came. K-State struck first, won nothing after first half there. And then Baylor tied the game there in this game. Let's see if I can find it real quick here. But I believe, let's see who scored that first goal of the game here. I have to go back and look at it here real quick. But anyways here, whew, I tell you, Riley Baker, huge goal here. We have not, I know I haven't said her name all year long here. With the game winner, is that the turnaround needed for this K-State team to go on some type of a winning streak here? And I'm talking about longer than two games. They've already accomplished that, right? So, so huge, huge game right here. And let's see if I can stumble on that right here. Well, here for here, let's see for here first. K-State has won 3 road matches here in 2022 and ties a school K-State record for most road wins in a season with 2017. They're going to have, and of course, last season as well. For some odd reason, K-State plays very well on the road, but for what, I mean, they play better here at Busey Family Park, no doubt, but they've been on some, on the side of some heartbreak losses this year as well. Otto Anderson with a huge kick late there, which a Baylor defender touched it, which really set up the game winner for K-State and Bailey Baker there as well here. And I'm actually going to go down to the stat sheet here real quick. Who got that goal? Here, Kyla Goings, 2 shots, no goals, or shots on goal for that matter. Porter List, 2 shots, both of those are on goal. And Andrea Moeller had a shot, and she had one of the assists of the game. Actually, Riley Baker had both goals. Riley Baker, yeah, she did. She had both goals in this game. I thought someone had another goal as well, but She was a one-lady wrecking crew in this game. Wow. Unbelievable performance here. Mike DeBeany afterwards on Riley Baker's performance. Quote, she had a chip on her shoulder. She played with efficiency today. She got it done for us. If we can get that out of every single game, she will be a real threat at the top for us. She's got some soft feet, and she makes really good decisions for us. And today, she made some big decisions for us, end quote, there. And then backing up to the road win, Coach DeBeany. Quote, I mean, it was hot today. So we tried to rotate as much as possible and keep fresh legs. We also wanted to change it up a little bit and with different types of forwards to create more chances for us. So we rotated our front line quite often to make them guess what and how to defend us instead of me keeping players in for long stretches of time. This is what I'm talking about, baby. That's how you make adjustments, baby. Woo! Mike DeBeany, I have some questions on him. You have all these pieces. You have your obviously your core pieces, right? What I'm talking about, right? The Kyler Goins, the Portalis, the Otto Andersons of the world, right? The Kaylee Thornhills of the world, right? Why we're not playing these other lady players or ladies? What you got on the roster? This is what I'm talking. Where has this been all season long? And finally, you know, Mike DeBeany said enough. It's about damn time. Mix it up a little bit. It's just like I was talking about the football team last week on a 3-up, 3-down segment. Why we talk about different players in the preseason, right? We talk about, oh, the RJ Sark Garcia is man of the world. Oh, we're going to see the Keenan Gardners of the world. And we saw Keenan Gardner last weekend for quite a bit there. So finally, get these coaches in the head, drill this in the area coach's head. I mean, you have all this depth back here. You're not even using it, right? So finally, somebody outside of Grant Robbins of the Mets golf team, right? Because you have to use all your depth there outside of that, right? He's using that depth, right, to what have the success that they're having the last two seasons on the golf side, right? Finally, Mike DeBeany, and I better see, this better be a season-changing win right here for Kansas State soccer. I mean, you can't just and no offense to the greatest K-State coach of all time, Bill Snyder, but yes, he had his way of how to set players. And you have all these good pieces on the sideline. I mean, yeah, you can get away with it. You have talent that can keep up with the Oklahomas, the Oklahoma States, the Baylors of the world, right? But at some point in time, you know, you see these key pieces transfer out. I mean, I've said this with a perfect example with this football team over the course of since the beginning of the Pro Project podcast. So this is exciting stuff. Now, I understand totally hot down there, and that's one of my concerns going down here. Actually, the top and main concern with me in this marathon here, 2 months going down there, I don't know what the hell is going to happen with the weather. And obviously, I can't control that, right? Everybody's told me that, oh, damn, Eddie, it's the perfect time going down in Texas, baby. Everybody says hot coming out of there. Oh, damn, it's hot. All this other stuff. I can't control that, but that's the top and the only concern going down there. But hey, I like hot weather. And these afternoons, they're still toasty and whatnot. And this is why I've been running out in the afternoon. Because of that fact, you gotta be thinking sometimes. Yes, it's nice out here in the morning, you know. And I'm sorry to get off a little tangent here, but I'm fired up about this. Where has this been all year? The substitutions from the soccer team all year long. I have not called out Riley Baker. Not once. Again, maybe one time earlier, maybe in the preseason somewhere. Maybe not even that. This is the first time I've said her name all year long. And it had to take the heat for Mike DeBeany. Where is this all year long? So I'm really hoping, for Coach DeBeany's sake, that you can keep this moment. Keep the defenses guessing. I think this is for the first time other than Colorado State, they scored more than one damn goal all year long. kudos to Mike DeBeany finally and their coaching staff finally to make the right damn adjustment And it paid a difference here yesterday. And Riley Baker, she took it. And this was a Kyler Goins game. This is Kyler Goins, what she does. What we've seen her do at Spurs all year is you get a player hot, and she can take it downtown and put it in the net. Riley Baker, all the shots today, and it paid off. And without Riley Baker, they lose this match 1-0. It's as simple as that. So to come out here and to do what Coach DeBeanie did, rotate, and of course, judging with the weather conditions, do what he did, was kudos to him. Can you be consistent with it for the rest of the way? Give your girls a chance to win matches from here on out. You got some winnable matches coming up here. Huge, huge. What this can do for your team. This is what I'm talking about. So the unexpected happened. You go down there. You take down Baylor. Who, I got to go up here real quick. La, la, la. If Baylor. Yeah, this was a winnable game. Baylor, now 3-7-2 on the year here. And that there's records I wanted to say here. Riley Baker is the second Wildcat with multi goals this season, with Kyler Goins in there as well. Moeller, her first assist as a K-State Wildcat in there as well. And Riley Baker joins the legend Brooklyn Enids as the only players in school history to score two goals in a conference game. That's huge. You would have said that for Kyler Goins. Now, Kyler Goins, there's still some games left that Kyler can do the same thing now. But for right now, that's in Riley Baker's department there, and that's big for them as well. K-State outshot Baylor 14-13, shots on goal 10-5. K-State saves 7-4, corner kicks 9-5, and including for K-State, the game winner by Baker. The fouls were even 14 apiece, and for Riley Baker, these are first two goals. of the season, man. Woo! So it's funny that I criticized this team last week, and now I'm giving them high praise this week. So, hey, I want to see this consistency. I want to see this keep going for the rest of the year, really. Give your other players an opportunity to go out there and make a difference. Just go out there and just give your team a chance to win games. You keep doing that, you're going to put the fear in the defenses. There, so that is big time, and I know it's gonna be on tape, but still, you gotta put the pressure on defense. So, K-State, Mike DeBeanie, get it done. And I'm sorry to hop a tangent, but hey, you ain't fired up for K-State sports, then something's wrong with you on that front. The next game, I believe, is Thursday night here at Boozer Family Park here in Manhattan. Texas Tech comes calling, 7 p.m. first kick, a little bit after that, after 7-ish there in the Big 12, now ESPN Plus there as well. Huge, huge win for the K-State women's soccer team now as they bump up now to 5-7-2. And more importantly, snap, a five-match winless stretch there as well. And I believe dating back to Texas, they didn't score a goal against Texas or TCU there as well. So finally, for the first time all year, Riley Baker delivers K-State's first goals of the conference for K-State. Let's see if they can carry that momentum back home on Thursday night. The Pro Project Podcast, you can get it wherever you get your podcast. You love what you're listening to this right here. There's plenty more on the archives on the Purple Project Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and plenty more out there as well, including Amazon as well. You have a fellow friend that loves K-State sports and wants more info to stay in the loop other than football and basketball, which we'll have right here on the podcast. Pro Project Podcast, place to do it. I'm pretty sure that we're the only K-State podcast that covers daily content every day. I know I've been moving these back towards midnight. So, if you're not a night owl, this will be the first podcast you should listen to each and every day. So, definitely, I kind of moved it back a little bit. I kind of like that time slot, because I got a lot of things going on daily. So, I usually post it in here now or in the afternoon and get this uploaded for you guys to listen to first thing in the morning. So, or if you're a night owl, you late till midnight, it's right there for you. So, definitely K-State soccer with a huge road win And let's see what they can do with it, with that momentum heading in to Texas Tech, coming back home here to Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to wrap it up on this jam-packed postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, the PPBD edition. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. Make sure you keep it locked. If you haven't listened to the latest weekly edition, episode 124 of this podcast, you might want to do that right now. Or you've been behind, definitely go feel free to check out our content. Me and my co-host Alex Eaton on the podcast. This is the has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!